Hi, this is Roger McGuinn, and you're listening to A Pop Diary, an audio podcast. I've been asked some questions by George Faulkner, who runs A Pop Diary. First question is, being a Twitter user, I can't tell you how much fun it is to see you there every day. You also blog, share videos, market your music online. What draws you to social computing, and have you discovered interesting positive results from participating? Well, I've always been interested in social media. I remember back in the 60s, I got into CB radio, and then I got into computers and started getting online with bulletin boards back in the 80s. And as the internet opened, before the internet, we got into CompuServe. And then when the internet opened up, I got into Netscape? No, it wasn't Netscape, it was something else. Right, it was netcom.com. So I had an email address at netcom.com for a while and was able to put a web page up there. So I've really been into it for a long time and positive results. Well, just made a lot of friends, and it's a great way to market your stuff and to get the news out there that where you're going on tour and the new products that you have. Second question, where are you online and where can we find a variety of spaces, a homepage, blog, and podcast, so on? The best place to find me is at my website, McGuinn.com. That's McGuinn.com. There you'll find links to the blog and to the Folk Den, which is my audio podcast, which is the preservation of traditional music. Third question. It's clear as well from reading your updates about the iPhone, etc., that you're a bit of a tech geek. What are some of your favorite daily tech gadgets and tools while you're on the road? You travel so much. Well, I love the iPhone. I think that's my all-around favorite gadget, and we use it on the road. I use it I'm using it right now for this audio boo, and it's got so many wonderful apps. And I've got a little thing called a MiFi now that's on the Verizon network that brings Wi-Fi to 5 different internet devices. And so Camilla can get on, I can get on with my MacBook Pro and with my iPhone while we're driving down the road. And it's really wonderful. Third question is, tell us about your studio gear. Well, I use Pro Tools and Adobe Audition 3.0 on both Mac and PC. And I love recording at home. I use some good microphones. I have a Steadman. It's a wonderful mic. It's a Steadman 1100B, handmade in Germany. It's a tube condenser mic, and it's really a wonderful sounding warm microphone. I have a MacBook Pro, which is 2.53 gigahertz Intel Core Duo. It's a Core 2 Duo with 4 gigs of RAM. And I have a PC that I built myself that I'm running, that I run Adobe Audition 3.0 on. There's a great video shot by growingboulder.com called Inside the Folk Den. If you Google Inside the Folk Den, you'll probably find it. The next question is, I read somewhere you currently record and produce many of your own albums in your studio. Could you talk about the process? Well, I think the video at growingboulder.com, Inside the Folk Den, addresses that really well. The next question, would you tell me a bit about your most recent product releases? You seem to be extremely active in producing and releasing new recordings these days. Well, we have four CDs available from April 1st Productions. That's our label. The first one was called Limited Edition, and you can find that at Amazon.com, CDBaby.com, and from our own website, McGuinn.com. That's probably the best deal for you. And the second one was called the Folk Den Project. It's the, The Folk Den Project is a four CD set that was released in 2005 to commemorate 10 years of the Folk Den, which started in November of 1995. It's 100 of my favorite folk songs on a four CD set, and so there are 25 songs on each CD, and it's really a lot of good stuff. And the other one is Live from Spain. That's a live recording from Vitoria, Spain, up in the north of Spain. A lot of fun. And then the new CD, the latest CD, is 22 Timeless Tracks, and that's 22 songs selected from the 100 songs from the Folk Den Project.